It's 5:31. So, joining me in the studio are Lizzie Hart and Karen Roberts from Click Sergeant. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. So you didn't get blasted by the wind that's coming our way on your way in?
Not yet, but maybe on the way
home. It's coming. Apparently, scaring us off. Now, you're coming to tell us about a Christmas concert that is happening at Great St Mary's Church on Monday evening, which we're very excited to be involved with as well, and we'll come on to that in a little while. But first of all, let's explain who you are and why you're involved. So, Lizzie, tell us a little bit about you and what you do and a little bit about the concert.
Well, I am the chair of the choir committee, and I've been singing in the choir for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. The choir itself has actually been running for 18 years, I believe, made up of staff, consultants, doctors, nurses, admin, but we also have a lot of retired staff and members of staff from the university as well as the NHS.
Okay, so this is a choir that is made up of people from mostly Adam Brooks Hospital.
Mostly, yes.
Okay, all right. And Karen, you're from Click Sergeant.
Yes, I am, yeah.
So how have you got involved with this concert? Because this is benefiting Click Sergeant, is that right?
Yeah, they've been doing it for almost 11, 12 years now. Each year they put on the concert in support of Click Sergeant. So any money raised on the night goes towards supporting children and young people with cancer.
Okay, so how did this come about then? How were Click Sergeant chosen as the charity to begin with in the early days?
In the early days, well, Click Sergeant was formed by the merger of two charities, which was Click, which stood for Cancer and Leukaemia in Childhood, and Sergeant, which was Malcolm Sergeant Cancer Care for Children. And Malcolm Sergeant was a famous conductor.
Okay.
So that's why there were concerts throughout the country in support of Malcolm Sergeant and then subsequently Click Sergeant.
Okay, all right. So this event is taking place on Monday evening. So what can people expect that are coming along?
Well, we're seeing everything from classic choral pieces, some very well-known carols. There'll be audience participation as well for some of the carols. We are commemorating 100 years since the World War One truce, so we'll be singing in German, French, Spanish. So it's going to be an all-round international concert.
Okay, so how many people are there involved in this?
In the choir, there's, I think, just over 70 members in the choir. But there's lots of people been involved. Karen, yourself.
Lots of people in the background.
Yes, yeah. Lots of hospital staff supporting us, the media team, the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people have been involved in this concert.
So it's quite a big undertaking to put on something like this, is
oh, it?
It
is.
But I guess very rewarding at the same time, particularly at the end when you've raised lots of money.
It's always a great joy to rehearse we rehearse Thursday evenings, and it's always a pick me up and great fun.
Okay. Now, there's a little interesting story behind this, which I can't remember the full details of, but how we got involved was someone came up to us when we were doing our outside broadcast for Children in Need a couple of weeks ago and told us about this event. I think it was a relative of yours?
My dad.
That's right. And he was telling us about it, and we thought, we'd like to get involved with that. And he told some of our team about a story to do with a soldier.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about that.
Well, in July of this year, an autograph book was kindly donated to the hospital, and it contained messages of thanks to a nurse Strang, who collected these messages from soldiers that she treated in 1916 and 1917. And one of those entries was a piece of music, and it was titled Vesper Hymn. And then underneath it, he wrote, with kind thanks to Nurse Strang for her kindness and attention, J.S. Smith, 22 OCB, Cambridge, and a date of 28th of November 1917.
Okay. So there's somebody that's surviving from this that can't make it to the concert, is that right?
His son, yes, yep. is quite elderly, in his 90s, so he's not able to come. But his children and grandchildren, so it'll be our soldiers, great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren coming to the concert.
Brilliant. Okay, all right. Well, it sounds very exciting. So if people listening want to come along, what do they do?
Well, if they're coming along, if they want to buy a ticket tomorrow, then they can pay online and buy a ticket. The telephone number is 0117 314 8643. But after tomorrow, then the tickets will be available on the door on the night, because obviously we don't want to have to post them out. They could still ring that telephone number and pay for them in advance.
Yep.
But they'll have to collect them on the door, because we're not going to trust the postage between Thursday and Monday. That's pushing it a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah. But I mean, this year, the tickets are £12 for adults, £10 for concession. and £6 for a child. And all the money raised will be going to Click Sergeants, because all expenses this year are being covered kindly by HP Autonomy of Cambridge. Okay. They're sponsoring the event for us. So everything raised on the night will go to support children and young people with cancer.
Brilliant. Do you have an idea of how much you would like to raise, a target figure? Or?
I would like to raise, usually we raise about between £3,000 and £4,000. And ideally we'd like to do the same, because it costs on average £3,750 for Click Sergeant to support a family. Obviously that doesn't include any treatment. That's the financial, emotional and practical support.
Yeah.
So if we can do that, then that would mean that the concert would have supported a family in Cambridge.
Definitely. Okay, give us that number again.
0117
yep.
314
yep.
8643.
Okay, all right, we'll give that out again later on. So you said tickets will be available on the night as well. So what time does it start? What time should people arrive?
It starts at 7:30, but the doors will be open at 6:45.
Okay, all right. And it's how long is it in duration? It's a couple of hours, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, usually lasts till about 9:30.
Yes.
Around about 9:30.
All right, brilliant. Okay, so it's a great St Mary's Church. Remind us where that is for people who aren't sure which particular church that is. There's quite a few of them in Cambridge.
It's the one off King's Parade. It's by the market, so opposite the food court of Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah.
That and King's College.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm going to come along and be part of our team that's coming to record it. And we'll be broadcasting this on Christmas. I don't know whether you know this. We're broadcasting this on Christmas Day.
Wow. Brilliant.
Just
Thank
after
you.
The Queen's speech.
Oh, brilliant.
Just after 3 o'clock on Christmas Day. So we'll be coming along to record it on Monday, and we'll bring you that. And then we'll be talking to some other people. So we'll probably interview you guys again on the evening, and
brilliant.
Some of the other people that are involved. And you'll be able to hear that on Christmas Day, just after 3 o'clock, and then we'll probably pop it up as a podcast as well, so people can
Brilliant.
Listen
Thank
to
you.
It again. And I understand you're sharing it with our friends at Radio Addenbrookes as well.
Yes.
So you'll be able to hear it on there if you've got anybody that you know that's in hospital that might want to listen to that sort of thing at that time of the year. Brilliant. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I wish you
Us
good
too.
Best of luck with
Thank
it,
you.
And hope it raises the money that you hope it will do. What's the capacity of the church? How many people can you
fit
in?
Oh, it can take 1,000.
Oh,
at
brilliant.
Least
okay.
So you're fine.
All right.
So please don't wait to hear it on the radio. Listen to hear it again on the radio.
Exactly.
But come and see it live on Monday.
Exactly.
Because the Vesper hymn will be sung for the first time ever on Monday. So it's a one-off.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lizzie and Karen, for coming
thank
in
you.
And telling
thank
us
you.
Telling us about that. Where can people go for information on Click Sergeant, by the way? Have you got a website?
We have www.clicksergeant.org.uk.
Okay, right. We're going to play a clip now of one of the choirs singing Little Drummer Boy. Tell us which choir is this?
This is us.
This is you.
Choir.
Okay, all right. And this was recorded in one of your rehearsals,
was
it?
It was, yes.
All right, okay. So if you like the sound of this is what you'll be able to hear on Monday.
Oh,
There we go. It's nice to hear a bit of a choir on an evening, isn't it? So we'll be there on Monday evening recording that for a broadcast that's going to go out on our Christmas Day. We'll be announcing our Christmas schedule very soon. It's just been completed today. Very exciting. Lots of great stuff coming up for you over Christmas. That's one of the things that we're bringing you on Christmas Day. We'll be there recording it on Monday. But if you'd like to go along, it starts at 7:30 at Great St Mary's Church. That's the University Church at St Mary's Passage. And tickets are £12 for adults, £6 for children. Concessions are £10. And if you'd like to go along and book a ticket, you can ring up tomorrow on 0117 314 8643. That's 0117 314 8643. Tomorrow is your last day to get a ticket in advance, otherwise you'll have to get them on the door. The prices is still the same. It's Monday the 15th of December for the Addenbrookes Hospital Choir's Christmas concert.